Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we erupt into ordinary time. And the church gives us for these next 4 weeks the letter of the Hebrews, for the next 8.5 weeks until Ash Wednesday, the Gospel of St. Mark. Throughout this Christmas season that ended yesterday with the Feast of the Lord's Baptism, we were pondering the real reason for the season, that the Lord Jesus entered into our world, taking on his humanity so that we might take on his divinity. In the letter of the Hebrews, you see, in a sense, a whole reflection on that reality, the incarnation, that God had spoken through all the prophets and times before, but finally he spoke in the word of his Son, his definitive word, as St. John of the Cross would say. And the whole letter to the Hebrews is meant to show us how in Christ we have access to God. We have been brought into that conversation, who is God? So we're going to have a chance to ponder throughout ordinary time the ordinary life of a Christian living together with Jesus. Likewise, the Gospel of St. Mark is all based on the Son of God, the Son of David's coming into the world, fully God, fully man, trying to make us and all our humanity take on more and more the reflection of the divinity. We will hear all Christ's words, which are meant to be words to be done. And in today's gospel, we see how that one through whom God said everything he is, the one through whom he made ear of all things, through whom he created the universe, the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, through whom he had accomplished the purification of sin, was seated at the right hand of his majesty, far superior to the angel, whose name is the most excellent of all. Through this Son, Jesus gives us three great commands to guide ourselves in ordinary time, in the day-to-day life of a Christian, so that we might, in fact, reflect God's refulgence of glory, we who have been made in his image and likeness, and actually have access to that God whom Christ came to give us access. That was a pretty long sentence. I almost felt like St. Paul. First verb, repent, metanoete. It means turn your head around, start to think totally differently, take on a totally different worldview. I know many of you have come just from a retreat. Might seem the last thing you need to do is repent, but we're always constantly recalibrating our existence to who God reveals us to be. So this is a constant work. Every day is this work of turning with Christ, which is what convert means. So he's going to give us plenty of opportunity. Second great verb, believe in the gospel. Faith is not just an assent to a certain doctrinal content. Faith is a trust in someone in whom we put our trust. And on the base of that trust, believe whatever he says. Each day in ordinary time is an opportunity for us to stake our entire life on who Christ is and what he has revealed to us. And we'll see the many angles that he's asking us to ground our existence on over the course of this ordinary time. And then the third great verb is come follow me. That the Lord Jesus is constantly calling us each day, renewing us in our vocation and our mission, sending us forth so that we can, in fact, help others to start to turn with him with all their mind, heart, soul, and strength, to help others base their existence on him and his words of eternal life, and to help them to recognize that Jesus, out of love, is calling them to follow him all the way to the throne of the Father's glory in heaven. And the great way he renews this wondrous encounter, like we see with Peter, Andrew, James, and John in the Gospel, is each day at Mass. At the beginning of Mass, we strike our breast and say, I need to convert. I want to see all things the way you see, Lord, but I need your help. We call upon Mary and all the saints to pray for us so that, like them, who repented before us, we might likewise take on the mind of Christ. Second, it's here in which Jesus gives us his assistance to base our life on every word that comes from his mouth, to live by faith, to walk by faith, to see all things in the light of faith. And it's from here that the Lord sends us forth, not just following him on the outside, following him interiorly whom we carry, as we go on out and fish for those men and women with the same fidelity with which people have fished for us first. As we celebrate this Mass today, let us thank God for the gift of this ordinary time in which we can, again, turn around, believe in him, and follow him all the way until we see with our own eyes that glorious refulgence. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.